Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Theater of Tomorrow! Flash! Ad-free, early access, and much more! Flash! Tune your telelectroscope to midnightdisease.net/join for premium access to The Theater of Tomorrow and other fine shows like The Hotel, Out of Place, and Margaret's Garden. Membership includes novelties like postcards, pins, Googaw, Gimcrackery, and myriad other folderol. And now,
From the first stories told in firelit caves to the electronically recorded messages of deep space, we leave the 20th century with no regrets. Time bends, space is boundless, and when humanity gasps its last, all that will remain, if anything, will be the theater of tomorrow. Tonight's production is The Curious Case of Dogless Space.
Hello, who's in charge here, please?
Commander on deck!
At ease, as you were.
Who's in charge of seeing to repairs?
Ma'am, Commander Kevin Rentz. We haven't had an opportunity to look at your ship yet. We've had our hands full.
Yes, the pirate. I'm aware. Barrington!
Mrs. Everfield.
Karen, please. Barrington! Come here! I need you!
Karen, my engineers can and will help you.
I'm all too glad. I will, of course, assist you as well, once we get my dear Martin safely back.
Well, thank you, but...
Barrington, can you hear me? It's all right! You can come out!
Yes, Mrs. I can hear you.
Good man. How are things, dear?
Brass engines have cracked due to overheating. Banks are clean. Fuel is clean. Reserves are low, but functional.
Is that a Mark IV?
Where did he come from?
He's a Mark II, actually. Rebuilt him myself.
Mrs. Intruders took the ship and Mr. Everfield.
I know, dear.
I attempted to engage in rescue, but the self-preservation protocols you reinforced compelled me to evacuate and hide.
How did you uninstall his first law protocol?
Oh, I didn't. Quite impossible. I just clipped it a bit and bolted his second law failsafe. I won't have our Barrington get himself killed because of some silly superstition about the robot menace.
Is that wise?
My understanding is Mr. Everfield is safe as long as he cooperates. I must protect Mrs. I cannot protect Mrs. if I am disabled. I was outnumbered. I apologize for my... ineffectiveness, Mrs.
Oh, heavens, dear, not at all. You did absolutely what I needed. Sweet old thing.
Ma'am, only self-tesseracting models can come close to having the kind of feelings you're projecting onto this robot. Even the Project Nines don't. There's no way a Mark II...
That will be quite enough of that. Barrington may not be flesh and blood, but he's family. Aren't you, dear?
Yes, Mrs.
And Kevin, please. Karen, what's the situation? Tell me about your ship.
It's just a little brass hopper of our own design. Martin, bless him, is a brilliant engineer. I dreamed up an equation that could let us go anywhere in the galaxy, and he designed an engine that could handle it.
How does it work?
With a great deal of complexity, Commander. I say only Martin could keep up with me, and I haven't the time to hold your hand through it.
So the pirates of Dogless Space have a ship that can take them anywhere in the universe in an instant?
And my Martin. I don't fancy the idea of them having either.
Hear, hear. How long until they get it working?
Barrington?
You and Mr. Everfield could effect repairs in the lab in 2 hours, 25 minutes.
Not much time.
You think Pearl and Cutthroat can figure out how to repair it?
If they have Mr. Everfield, eventually, yes.
Agreed. We'll have to work quickly. My Martin will do his best to stall them.
So all this time, Mrs. Everfield is scribbling in her notebook, just watching. I'm outside the ship, running ragged from tree to tree, just trying to get my trousers back.
They're not still wet from falling in the creek?
Oh, no, darling, no. Some time has passed.
Wait, how long has your wife been watching you run around without your pants on?
Oh, a full half hour at least. You see, this is when I realised that the wind wasn't blowing the branches at all. The trees themselves were not only quite sentient, but it also seems a race of pranksters.
So
you see, I realise I'm not going to get anywhere by running about like a loon, so I have to reason with them. I shout up at the tree. I say, would you mind terribly dropping my trousers?
We pranksters.
And Karen, without missing a beat, or looking up from her notebook, just says, Martin, they haven't ears. They can't hear you. You're barking up the wrong trees. Oh, heavens, yes.
Oh, Martin, you are a car.
Martin, you're all right by me.
Good sport. This is why Mrs. Everfield and I took this safari, you know? Meet new people, experience life. It's all been quite exhilarating.
Is it? Are you having a good time?
All things considered, yes, I suppose.
Aye. And you lot, rather, you're having a laugh.
Come on, Cutthroat, leave it.
Pearl, you think I should leave it too? You think we should all just let Martin here enthrall us with tales from outside till our teeth fall over?
We got him. We got the ship. Soon as it's repaired, we're out of here. No harm in celebrating.
Celebrating! Weird. Celebrating! Ho, ho, ho! We're celebrating, is it? What is it we're celebrating, then? River Run, what are we celebrating?
Wait, you said... What you said was this ship could get us out of Dogless Space. That's what you said.
Oh, I surely did. Mr. Martin, your ship can get us out, can't it?
I certainly hope so. Got me and the missus in too quick.
There we go! Pearl, you think that's worth a laugh and a cheer?
Yeah, I do. I do! You want to tell me what I can cheer about now?
No. I just want to make sure we're all on the same screen. Let's all have a cheer. Let's cheer. To being free! We did it! We're finally free and out of Dogless Space! All of us!
Woo! Oh.
But we ain't out, Captain. We're still...
I know! We're still here, River! You low-trust camp of Team Cap! And we're going to die here if we don't get this ship working! You think Hinch is just sitting on his station waiting for us to do as we please?
If I may, Captain Cutthroat, there's no need for all this jittered and nonsense. Really, we only...
Mr. Martin, is your ship currently in ship shape?
Well, no, I...
Can you get it in ship shape?
With a little help, I could...
Good. Now tell me what you need to fix it, and do it in three words. Or I will shoot you dead, and I will have the Overlord twins figure it out on their own.
Brass, welder, time.
How much time?
It depends on the welder, it depends on the brass. I don't suppose any of you know anything about engineering or construction.
Chasm does.
No, he doesn't, Rudder.
He got the Overlord twins, and they know about engineering, so that means Chasm
does. That's not what that means, shut up.
Call Chasm. Tell him if he wants out, he's got to get in with us. Bring the twins, their tools, and how much brass, Martin?
Do you have much to spare?
We don't have much at all.
Then bring what you have. Hopefully it will be sufficient.
For your sake.
Yes, that's what I was implying. Thank you.
Don't make us want to kill you, Martin. You're a funny guy. Real funny.
Get to work. Pearl, Rudder, stay with him. Everyone else, grab a gun and get to stations. Hench will be here soon, so I want to be gone sooner.
Captain. If you're lucky, Commander Hench will get here before my wife does. If you're smart, you'll listen to her.
Are you threatening me, Martin?
If you don't, there won't be anyone left here for Hench to deal with when she's through with you.
Hench to Everfield. Do you hear me, Karen?
Yes, I hear you. Fine signal.
We're top of the line at the 15.
Very good. I'm on approach to the pirate vessel now.
You may want to kill your thrusters. They can be picked up by their instruments.
Commander, that will nearly double my travel time. I have no intention of leaving Martin to the devices of these greedy, horrible people for a second longer than is absolutely necessary.
It could put him in danger if they see you coming.
Hardly. They need him. If they see me, it'll just put me in danger. And I'm already in danger, so 6-1.
Well, can't argue.
Mrs. If you are in danger, I am required.
No. I was speaking broadly, Barrington. It's fine. Continue with the plan as programmed.
Yes, Mrs.
We have our ship-to-ship fighters on standby. I can have a complement of guards follow you in walksuits.
For the last time, no. Thank you, Commander. But the more people I have to watch over, the less likely this is to work. Once I'm on board, then you may dispatch your fighters. The only walk suit and rifle I want out here are mine.
This plan is a little unorthodox, if you don't mind me saying.
In fact, I do, Commander. I've been called unorthodox before. Seems to me nothing more than a euphemism for clever used by men who would rather be in control.
Karen, it's my job to look after the safety of any citizen on my station.
I'm no longer on your station.
Any civilian, then?
Excepting pirates, you mean?
I can't help them, they just want to steal.
Seems to me they only want to steal to leave.
Well, they just steal out there, then.
It's no business of mine, Commander, if you want to be the warden of this strange little jail. But don't take the higher ground with me. There is no high ground to take in space. Just us. And our choices.
Mrs., you are close to your destination. Recommend break thrusters.
We'll put a pin in this conversation for later, then. My fighters are prepped and ready. Are you prepared to sneak on board?
Sneak?
Impact in 13 seconds.
You need to slow down if you're going to get in undetected.
Karen Lafayette Grammel Everfield does not sneak, seconds. Commander.
What are you doing?
I am getting my husband back.
Impact.
Oh, my God.
Minus.
Commander, scramble the fighters. Prepare to launch.
Let off!
Says, I am in possession.
The focal point of my rifle should be heated enough now, Barrington. Please tear me open a hole.
At once, Mrs. forces.
What's that? The alarm. We're hit. He's firing on us. Duck for cover.
No, no. This tin cup wouldn't have any power left if Hedge fired on you.
Then what do you call that?
If I've not missed my guess, that is my wife tearing a hole in your wind-up toy starship.
Mr. Martin!
Captain Cutthroat, I did warn you. You know the commander better than I do. Would you say he is on his way with the cavalry?
He may well be.
My wife will be here shortly, likely with our valet. If you want to salvage any kind of win from today, I suggest...
You talk too much, Mr. Martin.
Oh, my...
And you don't repair engines fast enough.
Oh, no.
Now, let's see if we can talk some sense into that wife of yours.
Garrett! No!
The Theater of Tomorrow was created by Travis McMaster and Mark Witten, with special thanks to Andy Hamer. You know what you did. This production was fortunate in securing the services of Kelly Ninaltowski as Karen Everfield, Mark Witten as Martin Everfield, E.K. Daggenfield as Barrington, Sam Regal as Commander Hench, Candy Milo as Pearl, Greg Baldwin as Cutthroat, Graham Rowett as Rudder and Chasm, and Lisa McNeely as River, with music by West Rodri. Tune in next time for another thrilling episode of The Curious Case of Dogless Space!
Tonight's production was a work of fiction produced entirely for the Theater of Tomorrow.